Blog Talk Radio.
It is Friday here on the Thursday with PLR. This is PLR. I've been waiting for Friday all week. And it's finally here. And so we're going to have to today. We have a loaded show today. Remember the other day I said Antonio Brown finally learned to shut his mouth? Okay, so erase all that. He hasn't learned how to shut his mouth. So we're going to talk about that. We had a Thursday night football game last night that I definitely want to get into. The NBA board has passed stricter tampering measures. What does it mean? Is really a whole lot ado about nothing, which is really kind of where I'm leading to. Belichick and back to AB doesn't want to talk about AB. Nobody wants to talk about AB except AB. No Cam Newton against the Cardinals. Does that change my picks? That's at 1:30. 10 after the hour, we're going to have my interview with the one only Eileen Carrasco. We're going to do that as well. Listen, we got a lot to get into. I want to get some calls in before 10 after the hour. We get all that done right here on the Cave Show, brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We were there live. Remember, every Thursday we're going to be there. Mention PLR, mention the Cave Show, get 10% off your cigar purchase, become a club member, get a locker that backs up directly to a humidor, never ever worry about your sticks going bad. 5 TVs and one in the lounge, in the members lounge, another 4 or 5 TVs outside in the foyer area. You can watch every game all the time. College games are on, Saturday mornings are packed there, NFL ticket, MLB pass, everything you want to watch sports all the time. While you enjoy your cigar, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Get in there, check them out, let them know PLR sent you, become a club member. Also, you can get 10% off of all your cigar purchases. Again, thank you for joining us here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. So we have a lot to get into. I do want to jump out to these phones, though. All calls may be via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What up, Blue? How are you, buddy?
All right. Well, my Yankees clinched.
It wasn't a matter if. It was a matter of when. With that lead that they had, they would have had to basically have lost every game, and the Rays would have had to win every game. And
neither
would happen. Yeah. So that was a wrap. So congratulations to your Yankees.
Long overdue.
Yes, sir. I'm actually getting excited for the playoffs to start.
So am I. You mentioned my basketball, but I don't know if this would mean anything to you, but they approved the sale of the Nets.
Oh, you know what? That I didn't notice. I've been so wrapped in football today. So no more football, Tom.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if this new owner Taz is gonna, you know, prevail them to NBA glory. But you know.
Now, when you bought the team, did you write a check, Lou, or did you just pay cash?
I had to write a check.
You had to write a check. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Actually, it was on credit card.
It had to be a black card. Because there's no limit.
Yeah, you get the general idea, though.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Of course, I don't know. But will it make you a better team? Well, that remains to be seen.
Well, they got a good young nucleus in place. I mean, they're bringing back the team pretty much from last year. You add Kyrie. The following year, you're going to add KD. So they have a good nucleus in order. We'll see how it all plays out. We'll see how the young talent continues to develop, how they mesh with Kyrie. And then not only do I like to see how teams mesh with players, I like to see how they improved against better teams, because Milwaukee's going to be a much better team. So, and when I look at the landscape of the East, and I'm not necessarily looking at that right this second, but off the top of my head, I do not believe Philadelphia got better. In my opinion, I don't think they got better. I don't think they're going to get worse, but I think losing Jimmy Butler, you lost your closer. Toronto definitely did not get better by losing Kawhi Leonard. Is Indiana going to be better? Depends on the shape of their best players. Are they going to come back healthy? You know, so there's a lot of things. And then the other teams, let's just be honest, Atlanta will be improved, but they're not going to be a title contender. Washington will still be Washington. Miami should be improved, but will they be a title contender? So I think it all basically in the East boils down to, can you beat the Bucks? And that will tell us if they've improved to that point or not. But I think all when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. I mean, when you get the new owners and stuff, it can be a problem. You know, they take time to adjust to everything.
Yeah, but here's the best part. They're buying a team that doesn't have to be reconstructed. All that work's been
right.
done already. So I think now it's a matter of the owners owning, letting the general manager and the coaches just continue to do the job and stay on the path that they're on. I don't really think there's going to be or needs to be any meddling unless something unforeseen happens. So that's
Well, we'll have to wait and see about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got going on here. If my computer will cooperate.
Yeah. And last night, just not sure if you watched the game last night, Lou.
I did. What was that? I mean, all these penalties? No wonder Brady was upset.
Yeah, it's funny, though, but we see this in a lot of sports. When, a couple years ago, I think the NBA wanted to really make it seem like they were going to come down hard on traveling or come down hard on something. So the first 2 weeks they blew the whistle like crazy, or it was carrying or palming the ball, whatever. And as the season goes along, they stop. But it is hard to watch an over-officiated football game. It is hard to watch. But
it was.
The 15-seeded Gardner Minshew actually looked pretty good, though.
Yeah,
and I know I threw you with him. I knew I threw you with it. I said Gardner Minshew, that's the name of a team that plays like Kentucky in the first round of the tournament. And so he looked pretty good. Here's my question for you.
Yes.
Before we, because I always want to get everything you got before we run out of time. But if he continues to get better, is Nick Foles promised his job if the Jaguars are winning?
If the Jaguars are winning, yes. But if not, this is just a one game they're doing well. No, they got to be more consistent.
See, and that's why I say it the other way around. If they're winning, do you take the hot hand out? See, if they're losing, if they start losing, it's easy to go back to Nick Foles. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. We paid him the money. We got him to come down here. We want him to run the show. But if you're winning, if the Jaguars get hot and they roll off 5 out of 6 or 4 out of 5 before he comes back, you take that hot hand out.
Yeah.
Very interesting. He may be playing himself into a contract.
I wouldn't put it past it.
Nope. What else you got for me, buddy?
Rock's a rock. Say that again.
I said, what else you got for me, Lupin?
Yeah, I know because we're running. I know because we're running out of time. And let's see, because I was just reading something on something else here. And then another star player, of course, is out for the NFL. And this week's loser is, Newton, foot injury.
Yeah, Cap, you know what? Cam had not practiced all week, and I think there was a lot of question whether or not he would be ready to play anyway. And it's funny, everyone was so focused on his shoulder, they forgot that's the foot he hurt the second to last preseason game. And that's going to make this game a very winnable game for the Cardinals. They're going to be at home. The Cardinals have not played poorly this season. They played poorly the first three quarters against the Lions, and then they ended up coming back to tie Baltimore, who beat the brains out of Miami. Not saying that's a real hard thing to do,
yeah,
but they beat the brains out of Miami, and the Cardinals played them real tough. Actually, I think this is a winnable game, and honestly, I think this is a game the Cardinals can get.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see about that. But, of course, Sammy, you got the big blowouts. Dallas is going to cream Miami.
Yep, although I'm hoping for nothing but the best from Josh Rosen.
Yeah, and the Jets are going to get beat up by them.
The Patriots. And you know what,
though? Said them.
I think they will. I think the Jets' defense are a little bit tougher than we want to give them credit for. But the Jets' offense is anemic. And there's one thing we know about Bill Belichick. He is not going to allow Le'Veon Bell to beat them. And considering they have no other weapons, it's going to be a long day for the Jets, 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 Jets.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I know. All right, we'll talk again Monday. Maybe we'll be wrong.
Hey, I know you'll be the first to tell me Monday morning if I am.
Oh, I will.
All right, buddy. Hey, you have a good weekend, all right? All right, thank you. All right, buddy. One only Lou, always good to catch up with him. Diehard Jets fan. But don't let him fool you. He likes the Cowboys, too. We got our interview with Eileen Carrasco. We're going to do that in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Now, here's the deal. I met Eileen a little while ago, and absolutely one of the most talented people that you can run into in this business that we do. She's very, very good at what she does. And we just kind of talked about some of the things she's done. She's covered the World Series. When I caught up with her, she was at the Diamondbacks. And the best part is she didn't even know that she was going to do this interview. Kind of I hate the word trick, but I kind of said, hey, can I talk to you? And I said, okay, now I want to interview. So, but she was hella cool. Like I said, we've been friends for a while, and I really admire her work, love her work, and it's good to catch up with her and hear some of the things that she's done and listen to her insight on baseball and some of the cool things that she covered. And I just would love to share that interview with you. And here we go. Everyone, I am with, here on The Cave Show, with PLR, the one, the only, Eileen Carrasco. You'll never know where she's at. I actually have her. It's a miracle. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. You tricked me.
Whatever it takes.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to see you, you know, to work around you and to be on your show. Thank you.
I'm from the west side of Chicago. So by any means necessary, we do what we have to do. You've been everywhere. You're at D-backs. You're at Suns. You're at Cardinals. You're at World Series. What's the most exciting thing you've covered in the last 1 year?
Definitely the World Series.
Really?
Yes. Especially the game with the Red Sox in LA, where it lasted 18 innings. I don't even know how many hours, and I think that was definitely one of the most exciting times, the World Series.
As you're sitting there, I know everyone's anticipating, like, is this game over? Like, is this it? Like, at what point didn't you just say, played someone in this game, or were you just like, oh, wow, keep it going because this is great?
I was like, oh, keep it going. But the thing was, with the seventh inning, everybody kind of went down to talk to the players, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't. Like, you know what, we'll stay a little bit longer. And then we kept seeing it kept going into extra innings and extra innings. We're like, okay, well, now when is it going to be over, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember that the post-game show in Miami. It was at 6 in the morning over there, and that
right.
was the post game, you know. So that game, that was intense. I mean, you never know with baseball, and for it to be the World Series, these two teams, you know, giving it their all, it was awesome. It was an amazing experience, and in LA.
Boston, to me, when they went in, were the better team.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the sense that they felt that? Because sometimes when you get into a finals, one team seems like they know they're better, but then there are times where both teams in their mind are equal. Did you
mm-hmm.
think the Dodgers felt that they were as good as the Red Sox?
No, I think it was this World Series was a little different. I feel like Boston came in like knowing, you know, like we have it. It's just a matter of when. You know, it's going to happen. It's just when is it going to happen? I feel like last year with Houston and LA that was more of a closer battle, especially, you know, I actually got the opportunity to go to Houston, and that was a great experience as well. You know, the Overstone, they do say that's the loudest fans there is. So I feel like that was a little bit more of a battle. And
okay.
this year with Boston, it was like, you know what? We got it.
Who can beat the Astros this year?
We were just
yeah, that's what I'm asking. Who can beat them?
We don't know. I mean, at first, if you would have asked me earlier, I probably was thinking the Yankees. I even thought Minnesota Twins. They actually were doing really
mm-hmm.
good. You know, of course, you always kind of throw in the Dodgers in there. But now I really do not see any competition for Houston Astros.
I think when the Diamondbacks, and I'm not going to lie, it hurt my feelings when they sent Greinke over, because
I really thought
that they should have left one more push in for the season.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand what, you know, what their thinking was. But when he went over, I'm like, is this fair? Like if this was a fantasy football league and guys had to
mm-hmm.
vote on this trade, they all would have said, no. I think the Yankees are the closest team to the Astros. They live off the home run.
Mm-hmm.
Are there enough home runs in them to get by the Astros? And I know I'm disrespecting every other team in the American League. I have no problem with that. It's
mm-hmm.
going to come down to those two teams. They have enough bats to get by that pitching.
Well, and then last year, the same thing happened. You know, to them, the Yankees had a great run, and then they came into Houston, and that's when it stopped. It's
yeah.
just, and now they reinforced their pitching. Like, if they had needed it already, you know,
right.
let's reinforce it even more. So that's going to be a tough team. And, yeah, with Greinke left
mm-hmm.
here, that It shocked all of us, and it broke all of our hearts, because, you know, we were really hoping, you know, for that extra push here with us.
Yeah, yeah. Couple quick ones, and then we're done, I promise, because I caught you on
the
car. I got you.
I love talking baseball, and I love talking to you, you know.
And Lane is my girl, y'all. I just don't know. We go back.
Way back.
Like rocking chair back, like those old recliners that you go to your grandma's house and sit in. National League, everyone is already saying it's the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The more I watch Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
the more I like Atlanta.
Yes.
Is it over? Should we just stamp Dodgers and say World Series, or do we have to worry about Atlanta or another team coming up?
I actually want to go with Atlanta again. And speaking of it, I was actually in Atlanta and Dodgers game last year in the
okay.
playoffs, you know, and I really got to see that team, you know, like really fight. And I want to root for them, you know. I don't want as much, like, as
here
I have to say,
I
don't want to see the Dodgers again in this World Series. You know, like, 3 in a row already? Come
yeah.
on, no. You know, so I'm going to go for Atlanta. Anybody but the Dodgers, that's what I'm rooting for.
Because, yeah, I'm just going to, she said it so politely to say that she don't want the Dodgers. See, I'm going to just say it for real. I'm sick of the Dodgers and their fans and their announcers. They get on
mm-hmm.
my nerves. So, you know what? I want them to go to the World Series. I
Lose
want them
again.
To get all the way up to Game 7. Have the bases loaded, down
have
by
Kelly
three,
Jensen again.
And just give it up. And just give it up. I hate hard.
Wow, you do.
Yeah,
you really want
bit.
Them to the last.
Look, I'm a White Sox fan at heart. I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike the Cubs to the point I said I want them to go to the playoffs, get to the World Series, get to the bottom of the ninth, and find a way to lose. I want the hearts to come out. I don't want people to be, oh, well, next year we... I want them to think about it all year. We had it right here, and it's good.
Yeah, you are way meaner than I am.
Oh, no, when I hate hard.
You do.
Yeah, I don't hate a little bit. Like, when ASU beat Tucson Tech, whatever they call that school down in Tucson.
Yeah.
Last year, and they came all the way back. See, to me, that was better than just going out there and beating them, because they had it.
Mm-hmm.
They had the hot dogs. They had the mustard. They were just about, you ever get ready to eat something, and you're just about the body to fall on the floor, and you're like, you're gotta be kidding me. There you go. I'm the person that laughs.
Yes,
you know, I'm like, oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I bet that was going to be good.
Oh, you got that extra ketchup, too.
So we're getting with the D-back. Mm-hmm. So do they have a shot? I know it's an outside
mm-hmm.
shot. What do you think they can do to give that last?
You know, yeah, and I was really, you know, these last couple of games have been tough. You know, it was good. Then we went to the Mets, you know. And that was rough, loss. And then yesterday, I thought we had it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that we ended up with the loss there, too. So now it's getting harder.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible. I mean, we do have the guys, we do have, you know, some injuries. But the guys that right now are playing good, you know, I love my duo right now, Ketel and Escobar, you know, the switch hitters duo. They're really good, really picking up the team. David Peralta's out, you know, but
mm-hmm.
The rest of the guys are really picking it up.
Yeah, I'm a Marte guy all the way.
Yes.
I can't lie.
I knew him from way before, like, in minor leagues, and he's grown. He's come a long way, and I'm really proud of the guy, you know.
Yep. I've been looking around the sports venue, and one thing I love to see more than anything,
mm-hmm.
I see so many ladies covering sports.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it feels good, because there's so many old dudes that had so many hang-ups about women covering
mm-hmm.
sports. What I really like, too, is not that there's not just a lot of women covering sports.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women of color
mm-hmm.
covering sports. You're very successful in
mm-hmm.
what you do. You're covering World Series. You're covering Suns. You're covering everywhere you go, there you are. What sense of pride does it give you, not just being, you know, a lady
mm-hmm.
covering sports, but a quote-unquote minority lady covering sports and killing it? What sort of pride do you have knowing that you're doing that?
It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's awesome, and it was surprising. I kind of just got thrown into the big leagues, you know. I didn't really go through the whole rookie single-A, double-A. It was like, oh, the first game ever covering was Lakers versus Suns, so it's not even a small game.
Yeah.
I got thrown into it, and I fell in love with it. You know, and it is, sometimes it is a little hard, you know, being a woman, being a young woman, young Latina woman, you know, I got all, and sometimes I do look around and I'm the only one. You know, I feel like it was last week at the press conference, look around, wait, I was the only woman.
Yeah.
I was the only Latina there as well.
Yeah.
But it's awesome, and it's great to see other young girls too that do message me and are like, you know what, I want to follow your footsteps, I want to do what you're doing, and there's a lot of women sports lovers out there, so let's get to it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's make some moves in this business, and we need more women here.
Yeah.
We do.
And what I love is the fact that you do what you do well, and when I look at your Twitter and your Instagram and everything, all you see is class personified
mm-hmm.
over and over, and to me that makes you more of a role model for the young ladies. And so if there's ever anyone out there
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for someone to emulate, I think you are definitely that person that they can look to, because they're going to get talent and class in the way
mm-hmm.
to do it the right way. So props to you and what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're really welcome. So thank you for letting me grab you out of the middle of nowhere.
It was perfect. It was meant to be. And you knew I was going to be here. It was meant to be.
Yep.
And it's Dia de la Herencia Hispana. You know I was going to be here.
I wasn't going to miss it. I see the jersey. I'm going to take a picture of that jersey. You smiled out today as I'm wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. But tell everyone where they can follow you, get a hold of you, all that good stuff.
Oh, yes, all social media networks. Aileen's, AILEEN _TV. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my full name, Aileen Carrasco.
See, I didn't know the R, so she's going to yell at me for that later. I apologize. That's the West Coast, West Side of Chicago getting me, but I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you spending time. The one, the only, Aileen Carrasco. What a pleasure it was to speak with her, to steal some of her time. Truly one of the best in the business. If you're not following her, that's a you problem, because you need to be following her and checking out all the stuff that she does. Incredible, incredible person, incredibly good at her job, and glad to call her a friend and glad to get caught up with her. Got some big news. Let's pay a bill, 15 seconds. Be right back.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Well, while we were playing that interview, very good interview, there was some things happening. Things were shaking. I was about to say we're going to come back and get to these picks. But before I can get to the pigs, gotta read something to you, real quick. This just dropped, literally just dropped. The New England Patriots are releasing Antonio Brown. We appreciate the hard work of many people over the past 11 days, but we feel it's the best time to move in a different direction at this time. Before the Patriots announced the move, and I'm getting this quote from the four letter directly, Brown indicated his time in New England was over, per multiple reports. So I want to get into these NFL picks, but before I get into these NFL picks, I got to ask, is that a wrap for AB? Is it a wrap until he figures out how to get his life together? Or is it a wrap for AB? And the latest AB news that came out, obviously, yesterday, he was sending a text message to one of the people that was accusing him of doing something, had his lawyer in the text message. It is amazing that this dude has branded himself a lot through social media. And his inability to stay off social media and to stay out of texting may have been what did in his career. Yeah, you know what I mean. Obviously, the dumb stuff, if he's guilty of it, did in his career ultimately. But his inability to put the damn phone down. Look, if any team will take a chance on you, think about the last two teams, the Raiders and the Patriots. Hell, the Patriots owner was going through some nonsense himself not that long ago. And they gave him a chance. And this damn fool went out there and messed that up. He needs to fix himself. AB needs to fix AB. And I don't mean just the Twitter crap. Whatever is inside of him that's making him do these things needs to be fixed. Now, I'm going to be honest. People like this I worry about. Because he went from nothing to high horse. Some people don't handle coming back down well. But I think this was his chance. I would say if he hasn't beat these charges within a year, and I don't want to call them charges because he wasn't criminally charged, but if he doesn't get over this hump and prove that he can do things differently, prove that he can stay off his narcotic, his crack, which is social media, I'm going to say this may have been the last time we see him. Because if the Patriots, who have put up with a lot of things from a lot of people, if they say, we don't want anything to do with you, what team will? Especially if you have the inability to not act like a damn fool. If you can't avoid acting like a damn fool, who's going to put up with that? So this may be the end of the road. And no, I'm not going to sing Boys to Men. Thought about it. But I'm trying to get listeners, not lose them. Y'all don't want to hear me sing. Although I'm not that bad. I can sing very well when the music is really loud and I'm way in the background, really drowned out. I do some smoking glass line the pips while I'm the pips in the background. and y'all don't know. But I'm not going to do that now either. But I think this is the end of the line for your boy AB. I think this is a wrap. I truly, truly do. So, like I said, I definitely want to get into these picks. The NFL, yes, I will admit it. Chambers got me last week. See, if you had picked with her, you would be getting a free cigar. But if you picked with me, you got to thank you very much. Unfortunately, she will not be able to join us today, so you better just listen to me. And I'm going to give you the teams, not the points, because that would encourage you to gamble, and I don't want to encourage you to gamble. But let me give them to you. Let me line them up. And let me give you the winners this week in the NFL. You ready? You got your pencils? You got your pens? You got your memory? Cincinnati visits Buffalo. Two things in this game. Cincinnati sucks, and Buffalo's better. And Buffalo's not that bad. Now, they are without their running back, Devin Singletary, who has been ruled out. And they are going to start 42, 45, 52-year-old Frank Gore. But they are at home, and they are playing the Bengals. And the Bengals are in all kinds of disarray. The running back is banged up. They really don't have a passing game. Their defense is suspect. Buffalo. Now, the question is, in the next game, will Dallas cover against Miami at home? Miami is about a 78-point dog. And when I pick games with large spreads, remember, I don't do spreads. I'm just giving an example. I always say, can I see this team doing this? And can I see this team doing that? Now, Miami has moved to Josh Rosen. I'm happy for the kid, and I'm unhappy for the kid. I'm happy that he's getting a chance to show what he can do. I'm very sad for his body because he's going to take a beating. But can I see Miami scratching out 7? Yeah. Can I see Dallas getting to 31? Yes. Dallas in the win and the cover, even though I don't talk about spreads. And I'm winking like crazy. Denver goes to Green Bay. I'm going to ask myself this question. Hey, is Joe Flacco the quarterback for Denver? Yeah, he is. Is Aaron Rodgers still the quarterback for Green Bay? Yeah, he is. Green Bay will blow them out. Love Vic Fangio. Love his defense. Joe Flacco is your quarterback. Atlanta goes down to Indianapolis. Atlanta came off a really good win against the Eagles. I'm kind of torn because I don't know if that was the Eagles losing that game or Atlanta winning that game. Either way, I think the Colts play defense well enough. Marlon Mack practiced today. He should be ready to go. If they can run, control the ball, keep Matt Ryan off the field, which I think they will be able to do. Atlanta's game, running game, always suspect. Give me Indianapolis. Baltimore goes to KC. Love Baltimore's defense. Not in love with KC's defense. Mr. Jackson, an impossible quarterback to plan for. They're going to do some unexpected things. They're going to be really tough to beat, even if they're on the road. But Kansas City's going to beat them. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I want to see Patrick Mahomes throw the ball from the parking lot. When he gets out of his car, I want to see Patrick Mahomes throw the ball. Patrick Mahomes right now can do more things with that football than anybody in football right now, anybody in the NFL. I thought it was Aaron Rodgers, and he is a savvy old vet that can do a lot of things, make that football talk, spin it, and put it on you. But dang it, that Patrick Mahomes, it's almost like Aaron Rodgers is the king of spades. And just when you think, you know, that king is going to walk through, Patrick Mahomes slaps that ace down and get you. So give me Casey and Patrick Mahomes. Oakland goes to Minnesota. Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook, yes. Kirk Cousins is going to have to find a way to get the ball to Thielen and Diggs to open up things and keep things open for Dalvin Cook, who's going to have a monstrous season if his quarterback can give him just something. Like Minnesota's defense, I like the heart Oakland's playing with, just simply not enough. New England, now they are supposed to kill the Jets. The Jets are void of talent. It makes no sense to go through their laundry list of people that's not going to be there. New England, as I said, have officially cut Antonio Brown. Any other team that would shake them, this team, it won't matter to them. They'll just keep rolling right along. I do think that offense, though, looked really dynamic. I know it was the Dolphins. You lose something, and I will continue to say this. When you lose a great player, not just an okay player or a system player, but a great player that can help you take the top off of a defense, you can still be very, very good, but you still lose something. And I love the fact when people say things like, well, they didn't need him anyway. Yeah, they did, or they wouldn't have signed him, because you're not rolling over to help Edelman a lot. You're not going to roll over a lot to help Josh Gordon. You want to see what they got. You were going to help and keep an extra spot on Antonio Brown. Don't tell me it didn't help, because you're lying. It's like when old school baseball players, when they say, oh, I hate steroids, you go, yeah, but didn't you guys take greenies? Oh, it's not the same. If they didn't help, you wouldn't have took them. In this game, still give me New England. Philly and Detroit. And Detroit, you ever heard that saying, the Clippers are going to clip? The Lions are going to lie. They're going to lie to you. They're going to lie to your heart. They're going to break your heart. Philadelphia. Carolina comes to Arizona. Without Cam Newton, give me Arizona. Tampa Bay, New York. Daniel Jones, I think he's going to surprise some people. I really do. I really, truly do. But I don't think he's going to surprise a BA team. Todd Bowles is going to have that defense ready for the rookie. Give me Tampa Bay. Houston goes to L.A. to play the Chargers. See, as I said, when I pick teams to start the year, the Chargers win games. Sometimes you're like, oh, wow, they won that game. And then they'll turn around and lose to a team that they have no business losing to. Deshaun Watson is special. His line sucks. His running game is suspect. I would say this is a pick'em game, but since I have to pick someone, give me the Chargers because they're at home. Pittsburgh goes to San Francisco. New quarterback. San Francisco's playing well. It's their home opener. I don't see him dumping this one. Give me San Fran. New Orleans is having an identity crisis with Drew Brees out. They don't know who they want to go with, a QB. They're saying Bridgewater, not thinking it's going to be Bridgewater. I would have picked Seattle at home anyway, even if Drew Brees was there. I'm definitely picking Seattle to win this game. And then the Rams go to Cleveland. Cleveland is always in disarray, it seems like. There's always something said, something done. And you know what? With all that, I think Cleveland pulls the shocker. I think they beat Los Angeles. And then on Monday night, Chicago travels to Washington. Washington's offensive line is suspect. Quarterback play is suspect. Their defense is going to have a field day. I think this is a game that Mitchell Trubisky actually plays a decent game and doesn't look like a 13th round draft pick. Just when everyone thought he was getting it last year, somehow that all managed to fall apart. I think, though, this is a game where it comes back a little bit. And I'm going to pick the Bears, and I'm going to pick Trubisky to have a good game. No, that's not me being a homer. That's me telling you the truth. So give me the Bears over Washington. Now I'm giving you all your games. I'm giving you what you need. I would tell you to go out there and make some money, but I do not encourage gambling because that's not my cup of tea. I do want to talk a little bit about what Herm Edwards said. Got a very small snippet of him talking about the wide receiver, as we like to call him, number two, with Colorado as ASU prepares, the 24th ranked Sun Devils prepare to take on Colorado at Sun Devil Stadium tomorrow night. Give you my insights on that game, give you some things that I heard this week. We're going to listen to a little bit of what Herm said, about 15 seconds worth, right after this.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, let's listen to what some of what Herm Edwards, ASU head football coach, had to say.
Chenault is probably one of the best players in the Pac-12 and maybe one of the best offensive players in the country. They're in the coach's office, especially in the second half, so 17-20. Their points are losing for 27. For some reason, they've gotten off to some slow starts, but second half, they really turned it on and played good football. So they're very balanced and ball. They're the two tight ends of offense.
So basically, what Herm is saying is Colorado's got off to some slow starts, but Chenault, number two, with Colorado, is very good. Very good. He scored all 28 points against – okay, I'm sorry. He technically scored 24 points against ASU after extra points, 28 points against ASU. Last year, he was the only person to score. One of the things that I was able to ask Herm was ASU last year – Same exact blueprint. Won their first three games. The third game was Michigan State. Got over their skis. As we like to say, they started feeling themselves. Started believing the paper. Started believing the clippings. Started believing that they were that good. Promptly went out to San Diego State and got their ass handed to them. So, this time, I asked if he felt the same. He said, no, they're going to be hearing it. And I asked him if the veteran players that were there last year were going to say something. He goes, those meetings are going to be happening. And the players won't be the only people talking. The coaches will be talking. Because, see, here's the thing. You pull up the top 25, and it's basically the you could just call it the SEC's top 10. We'll put as many teams in as we can. And the Pac-12, of course, will get little recognition. So if you're a SEC team and you have a bad loss, you don't really drop. If you're a Pac-12 team, you drop back into oblivion. ASU needs to put together two or three or four really good games. That way, if they suffer a loss, they're not going from 24 out of the poll. Maybe they're going from 9 or 10 to 14, 15. And I know I'm asking for a lot of respect for a Pac-12 team that the rest of the country, for whatever reason, just won't give to a Pac-12 team. And I know it sounds like bitter grapes and I'm whining. I'm not. I'm just telling the truth. But tomorrow ASU plays Colorado. I got ASU winning this game. I think they learned a lesson from last year. I don't think they get in over their heads. I don't think they get in over their skis. And I think they do a good job of finding a way, especially defensively. Remember, defensively, this team is a lot different. The ASU D-backs, I don't know if you've seen them. They're grown men now. Take, for example, Chase Lucas, who was a converted running back that played cornerback his freshman year. Got a little bigger, got a little size last year, still learning the position. This year, you see the difference. Kobe Williams, you see the difference. So I don't think number two is going to have the same field day that he had last year. And the front seven at ASU is going to throw at them. I think it's going to throw them a lot. Offensively, got to find a way to get Eno going. And in all honesty, I think the only way you're going to really get him going is if you open up the passing game just a little bit more, because they're putting 9-10 men in a box. And I don't care how gifted of a runner you are, it is hard to consistently run against nine guys coming downhill at you. But we will see what happens. Definitely looking forward to watching that game tomorrow and covering and being at that game tomorrow. We'll have a lot of good sounds for you on Monday, ready to go from that game, from that show. We're going to pay one more bill. We're going to come back, close it up with some good notes that you could take into the weekend. See you in 15 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So a couple quick things I want to get into real quick. NBA, Board of Governors, tougher tampering. I touched on that a little bit earlier. Tougher tampering rules. Love it, hate it. It's not going to make a difference. Not going to change one damn thing. They're talking about teams and possibly checking GM's phone. First of all, I'll tell you right now, you're not checking my damn phone. You know what you're going to make me do? You're going to make me buy not one, not two, but three phones. That's what you're going to make me. That's all I'm going to do. You're not checking my phones. I mean, what if I send the wife a little something? A little something. You want to check my phone? You can't check that phone. Check that work phone. But we'll see. We shall see. It's not going to stop agents from talking to their players. It's not going to stop players from talking to players. Hey, AD, you want to come to my crib? Yeah. Aaron, what you think about coming to play for us? That's not tampering. So we'll see what happens. I love it when crooks try to make rules to protect crooks against crooks. That's all the salary cap is. It's to stop crooks from overpaying for players because they know they're going to try to out-crook the other crook to pay more. Or it's a way for a crook to protect himself. That's all this stuff is. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. In baseball, again, stupid crap. Men, grown-ass men, not knowing how to conduct themselves around women. Domingo German is done for the year. Will not pitch for the Yankees again in 2019. It's a wrap. On the baseball front, I didn't think the Yankees were going to beat the Astros anyway. We will definitely find out. They're going to be hurting from the pitching standpoint. But as a human being, listen to me. I feel like I say this at least once a week on the show. Keep your hands. If you are guilty, no one's been found guilty yet. So let me preface it so nobody sues me. If you are guilty, or if you are out there putting your hands on women, your dumb ass needs to stop doing it. That does not make you bigger, better, stronger. Doesn't prove anything. If you're that upset, go somewhere and cool off. There is never an excuse to show that you're a he-man macho by putting your hand on a female. I don't get it. Never will get it. And if you try to explain it to me, you're barking up the wrong tree. What a fun way to wrap up the week with that. But it's a message for the weekend. And don't use drinking as an excuse. Don't use she made me mad. Don't use, oh, she didn't, you don't know. No, we know. Don't do it. But on a lighter note, enjoy your weekend. Watch football, watch football, watch football, watch football, watch football. Starts tonight, SC versus Utah. Watch football. Clay Helton's on his last leg, y'all. Just so you know. Eileen Carrasco, thank you for doing that interview. I appreciate you very much so. That was done via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Social media, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. Website, sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. until Monday, everyone, enjoy your weekend. Make it a really good one. Enjoy yourself. And most importantly, be safe. A lot of crazy out there. This is the KFC with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, take care.